Blog Talk Radio.
The Holy Ghost and the Spirit of Truth is the same thing, but everybody's not getting the memo, and that's crazy, man. You know, we are all born to this planet to have kingdom authority, but none dare tell you this truth because of fear and the fear of criticism. Look, I've gotten to the place to where I'm sick and tired of being afraid. Last week when we closed out, I played the song Afraid because that's where most of us are. That's how most of us live. That's how we measure the activity that we are going to present, involve ourselves in, or You know, I looked at a video today of how the crocodile will slowly come to a herd of wildebeest and suddenly come out of the water, grab the wildebeest, and drag them back. And you know what all the other wildebeest do? They sit there and they watch. I mean, they move from the edge of the water because they're like, what? Which isn't funny if you're a wildebeest. But if you look at YouTube and you see the channel and you see what's going on there, you would be like, man, that is off the chain. And what I saw as I looked at that is how people who are brutalized by the police, we step back in the black community. This is what I've seen. And we feel as though we can do nothing. And as I'm looking at these wildebeest, I'm seeing people in the black community. They feel as though their hands are tied because when the police come in full force, it's like a pack of wolves. And this pack of wolves just descend on this one person and nobody else feels as though they can do anything. But you know, I saw the water buffalo. They had a totally different mentality. The lion. And the lion watches carefully to see exactly who he's going to select out of this group. Now, the lions aren't stupid. They're not going to attack the wildebeest individually. They bring the pride. And in so doing, they may choose to attack the herd of the water buffalo, but stay mindful. The lion is about 400 pounds where, and there's videos that indicate that the water buffalo ain't playing. They kick back. And man, there's been quite a few lions that just didn't make it. And they take their horns and they throw these lions up in the air and they trample them, they stomp them, and all the other water buffalo. I mean, this lion is inside of the herd. And every so often you see the lion kind of body just kind of go up in the air. And it was so crazy because doing that until they got that particular lion to the edge of the water and kicked it in there where the crocodile was sitting over there waiting. But the crocodile knew not to go up on the water buffalo because water buffalo ain't playing. But I share that because what I thought was unusual is one of the videos I watched, the wildebeest captured by its leg. Just the hoof itself, the crocodile had him. And crocodile trying to pull him in the water, and the wildebeest trying not to go with that. And the crocodile trying to pull him in the water, and the wildebeest not going with that. And the hippopotamus came along. Because the wildebeest sitting up there looking like, man, this don't look right. But they're not doing anything about this issue. But the hippopotamus come along, and they was like, uh-uh. And they came up on the crocodile closer, and the crocodile is like not really trying to pay attention to the hippopotamus. But the hippopotamus was like, and all of them came up on the alligator, the crocodile, made that crocodile let that wildebeest go. The wildebeest was able to be freed. His angle wasn't quite what it's supposed to be, But he was not a dead wildebeest that drowned in the water as a meal for the crocodile. But the crocodile got up out of there. Potamus was like, yeah, boy. So, life has many turns and experiences that we can choose to accept or we can choose not to accept. That's what life is. Life has allowed us the opportunity of choice. And when you look very carefully at what's going on as far as life is concerned, and recognizing power in life itself, the only power man has in life, plain and simple, yet many don't grasp this. The only power man has in life is the power of choice, the power to choose what's happening in your life, what's going to happen to your life, how you're going to respond to the things that are happening, how you are going to react, how you are going to allow your future to transform into being what you choose. Because in this life of which we live, we create our own reality. And when we grasp that as fact, we begin to see things differently. So, I have decided to create a new theory called Kingology. Is awakening. Is the awakening through alternate sight. We have to start seeing things differently. Just plain and simple. Do we want to stand on the shore and, or the bank of the water, if you will, the river, be the wildebeest and watch what's happening and do nothing? Or do we want to be like the water buffalo, that when there's enough, and enough is enough? We've just had an election not too long ago, which in this country, over 70 million people had made votes. And the country appears to be split in half as to accepting a new administration or currently in office. Yes, nearly split in half. The last time I remember this country was split in half, as history dictates documentation, was the Civil War. I think it's important to bring to the stage the reality that many people don't capture. And that reality is this. The realm of the spiritual brings into manifestation that which is to be identified, recognized, observed in the physical. Okay? Now, here is an example. There is an influence of the administration that is known as the administration of the 45th president. which has had an influence on over 70 million people in the United States who prefer leadership, I dare say rulership, over the people in comparison to having a new administration come in to replace it. That's an interesting conceptualization when you look back and discover that, are unaware that there was an authority given to an archangel over the planet Earth at one point. And this archangel was to establish kingdom on Earth for God, who goes by many names. But the archangel, being filled with pride, made a decision to accept the authority that was given him to the next level, which was to have total dominion. Now, being given authority is one thing, and having dominion is something different. Now, when it's time for authority to shift, the one who is owner of all there is authority from, the owner is the one who makes that decision. And there's a lot of legal jargon, if one may say, legal guidelines, regulations, that we as human beings on planet Earth may not be fully aware of when you talk of covenants, legalities, boundaries, policies, procedures that are outside of the realm of our thinking, outside of the realm of our thought. Yet, something can come forth to let us see and recognize that there's a power before you of the Trump administration and this resistance. I want to tell you that a couple of weeks ago, I actually heard the news reports indicate that Donald J. Trump actually said, "There is nothing that can convince me that I did not win." This from a different perspective. The archangel who was given authority over the earth decides that he wants to keep this authority. When the time came to shift the authority, the reason why this happened, we don't have significant documentation of it, but I am King, giver and receiver of a deeper wisdom. I honor the divine in you and those who have come before us and those not yet actualized. Because it's necessary for me to identify and recognize that through the one in whom I live, move, and have my being, I exist. And it is necessary also for you to come to the realization, if you have not, that it is through the one in whom you live, move, and have your being. You exist. Each of us are part of one complete whole. And each one of us is an entity in a position that is required to fit with precision a specified place in this gigantic puzzle of life's living. You see, the whole world is like 7.3 billion piece puzzle place in order to capture the full picture. Now, when I see it from that perspective, I see that there's a microcosm and a macrocosm. When I look at it from that perspective, I see that the planet Earth is just one small rock in the macrocosm of the cosmos that has billions and trillions of stars, of which we are a part of. If you look very carefully in your research, you will discover that we are the composition of what stars are, to a certain extent. And we are also the composition of what this Earth is. And we have what's called breadcrumbs that are left here, there, and what have you, for us to better understand how to navigate this process. Now, a lot of people have controversy and have issues with what's known as the Bible, Holy Scripture. But they have not come to recognize that the Scriptures itself is a living document which has codes, just as the Kabbalah is a book of codes, which is like 23 volumes of sacred text that clearly defines things that others may not recognize or understand. It's called the Zohar. But getting back to my point is this, is a book that has been orchestrated by the Spirit of Truth through many individuals over a certain period of time. The orchestration of that book is just as significant as the orchestration of the stars, the moon, the sun, specified to give information, to give knowledge, to give wisdom, even though it is allegorically composed. But it takes wisdom to capture that and the Spirit of Truth to be able to have it revealed what is necessary for that point in time. So, simply put, what we see with the Donald Trump administration is very similar to what could have very well happened in the spiritual realm when there was a war in heaven, which is in the last book of the Bible, Revelations, of which there was the archangel that was cast out of heaven, and a third of the heavenly hosts were cast out of heaven down to the earth for the earth realm. And what's going on in our current elements of things, of things of now. So, in Genesis, it says, darkness covered the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of the Lord hovered over the waters. That means something was watching over. And Lord actually is translated as owner. Owner was watching that which belonged to him before he said, let there be light. Now, We have no idea what this time frame looks like between the time in which there was this war in heaven and this energy, this rebellion was cast out of heaven because it wasn't having it up there, cast down to the earth, and then was imprisoned, if you will, okay? Now, the mindset, it is reasonably fair to acknowledge that those who were under the authority of that dark force, which now it had to be a dark force because darkness covered the surface of the deep, so the darkness was there. And this was a force that was actually considered the light in heaven, a light in heaven, a minor light, if you will. Cast into darkness, having rule over all of these, this third of the heavenly host, over how many eons, we have no idea. But no matter what, there's a conditioning that occurs when you're in the dark. And that conditioning that occurs when you're in the dark is a conditioning that is so powerful to where even the mole that lives underground here on our planet Earth no longer has eyes, even though it has eye sockets, but it no longer has eyes because it has mutated to the point to where the eyes are no longer needed. So the eyes are not there. The mutation needs transformation or permutation in order for there to be some change, some aspect of mentality to shift. So, just imagine, if you will, a conversation. Third of a heavenly host cast out of the heaven, thrown down to the earth. Make sure the heaven stays clean, because they're not having no madness up there. But that energy, as energy does not dissipate, it only recreates in another time and space, is now being watched over by the Lord, the ruler, the one who owns everything. But the authority still exists. And that authority is still being influenced and being influential to those subjects and those subjected to it in this dark space. Now, we see this, and let's just imagine that there's this aspect of a conversation. The Father from the Son, the product thereof, who says, Dad, you know, they were only following orders. They all can't be bad. Let me go and claim what is rightfully yours because they have been stolen from you. Because they were under the influence of a force that they had no choice but to accept its authority. That's how we created that. So now let's do something different here. And with that being done, then man was created. So you look at that picture, look at that story. Fair to reason that the primordial energy that was on the earth itself before God said, let there be light, because energy doesn't dissipate, it only recreates another time and space, was recreated, and man was formed. Now, man still is a part of that primordial energy, which, even though conditioned to the darkness, he can't shake it totally off. But something has to happen over a period of time. so timeless, so that this aspect of darkness can be removed by those who choose for it to be removed, those who choose to remain under the influence. Well, that would be their choice, wouldn't it? Choice, the power of choice. That's what this book is all about. So let's do this. We have here of our book, The Power of Choice. Because we're reaching a place to where we're coming to the conclusion of what it is that this book is all about. And this is just the first portion. This is the ebook. There's another section that's going to be finished and developed very soon and available to you. So, leaving badgering you with my voice, let me give you a song. Because, you know, we have to recognize one thing. We are people of the mighty. Heart lies all the answers to the truth you can't run from. That's why you need the spirit of truth. Now let us go into the book. Now let us explore the use of influence as it relates to astrology, the study of the movement of celestial bodies as an interpreted influence on the natural world. Cosmology, the science of the origin and development of the universe, is and astronomy, the branch of science which deals with celestial objects. In astrology, the word influence is the supposed radiation of an ethereal fluid from the stars, regarded in astrology as affecting human action, destiny, and the like. Even the exercise of occult sciences. Oh, hold it. Pardon the misunderstood word occult, because the actual word occult is deemed only to mean as secret, concealed knowledge. As I was saying, even the exercise of occult sciences report that power by the stars or the influence of the universe or cosmos upon reality, upon humanity, is also a significant contributing element in our process of existence. Remember, science proves that space, once deemed empty, is 99.999% plasma. But this also remains a mystery to too many for no real good reason. Nevertheless, Neil deGrasse Tyson, who is an American astrophysicist, cosmologist, references this truth by stating, each human being is made of the exact same components that comprise the whole universe, including our solar system. So I have come to share this knowledge because the depths of true knowing are far removed from the average concerns of humankind. Fullness of all knowing is humanly unattainable. But accurate comprehension of thought requires proper alignment with divine wisdom. Too many people do not know the many dimensions of the word and the activity known as influence. But some would say, oh, it's just a word. Oh, no. There is no thing as just a word. Power and words, and their name and nature. You see, the interpretation of the word influence has a more in-depth, relevant level of meaning than how someone or something can affect another person's awareness. Imagine that. Influence is also believed to come from the starry skies to affect the behavior and nature of man. So the word is not just something that is the persuasion or effects imposed or accepted from one man or civilization to another by simple means. Oh no, there is much more than meets the eye. Divine royalty, yes, divine royalty, must be able to see more than what average sight or insight provides. But only those who seek it will find it. You see, alternate sight is not a small thing of the imagination. The influences upon our lives are far more complex than processes of assimilations and confrontations and manipulations, because the power of choice belongs to you. We each are a part of the entire universal complexity. A higher process and plan have included us in the equation of every created process, because we have a non-physical lineage, yet to be understood fully within our human limbs. Quote here from 1 Peter 2, verse 9. It says, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. That is, if you choose it to be so. Human beings of every race, creed, and color have allowed their minds to be manipulated and toyed with about beliefs and doctrines that can be rejected or accepted. It is this flipping that society imposes upon the masses that causes the false to become more accepted. In contrast, society continues to repeatedly reject the truth even more as our worlds continually spiral out of control. But no one tells us that within our power, we have received what is required to create the best of all worlds. Yes, collectively, the mind creates the environment it chooses to coexist within, or it will construct a body or body of people to adapt to it. Science has documented these as truth, and nature has proven education and change take place for us to adapt fittingly within our environment and atmosphere. But better still is our divine ability to create the realities we live through thought, manifesting what is real. I'm going to say that again. Better still, create the realities we live through thought, manifesting what is real. Again, do you notice Israel and Israel affects all that is our world? Influence. Now, do you follow? Man has developed his own equation in a feat to leave out the master architect of all creation. The entirety of the cosmos is the manifestation of the one who developed the master blueprints for all to see and become an integral part of one expansive whole. Everything works together if we let it work together. Allow me to share something striking regarding the revelatory power of living thought, which I discovered while writing this script. There is a word found in the dictionary that I have never seen before until now. It seems as though I have encountered this word just for a time such as this. The word and its meaning goes as follows, because in truth, there are no consequences. I repeat, there are no consequences. The word is spelled and defined as dele. D is a noun, Latin imperative of delere, which means to delete. And the meaning of the word dele is a sign indicating that something is to be removed from typeset matter. The first definition is to take out or delete. The second definition is to mark with a dele. Okay, now here's the caveat. Through a rites of passage program several years before now, I was given my sacred name, Oba Dele. Oba is a Yoruba word meaning king or crown. This slightly rattled me because I suspected that this naming ceremony would reveal that my name was something other than king. But I was proven incorrect in my thinking. So, you may find it interesting to know that dele is also a Yoruba word, which loosely translates to reaches for home or reaching toward home in English. That's translated to English. The trick for me, really blew my mind, is that I did not know the word form dele also existed in the English language, sitting in a dictionary, waiting for me to stumble across it. Yet, the Indo-European lexicon lists the definition as to season, leading into the year 2015, which is interesting. I'm reading this particular portion. I'm stepping outside of the book right now because today is the first day of the solstice, of which I give honor to, because the solstice is that day which is the longest night. That point of which we have been continually adding time to the darkness that kept encroaching upon us, constantly getting darker, losing light, constantly, until the winter solstice. And when the winter solstice comes, the days start to become longer, and we gain more light each day after the winter solstice, to where we gain more and more light, and continually gain more and more light. So the pendulum is constantly swinging back and forth in this experience of this living that we have, of things moving from the light into the dark, back and forth and forth. And that's what we have been experiencing, even with this Trump administration thing that I was talking about earlier. And just to give you a sidebar real quick, do you guys remember Oliver North? He was convicted of war crimes. But do you know what his plea was, primarily? I was only following orders. That's pretty interesting, because when you don't have the power of choice, all you can do is follow orders, isn't it? So, and I'm believing through my kingology, of which I am the kingologist, and I'm looking to recruit more kingologists, or I am willing to teach that which I have come across in the divine, of seeing things from a different perspective, seeing things from an alternate sight. So, Oliver North was the example of recognizing that when you're only following orders, all you can do is follow orders. There's nothing more that you can do but that. But when you're given the power of choice, you can choose what you are to do and how you are to. So there is the Christ consciousness that stepped in to intercede for man. For those who were cast out of heaven, who had no choice, and transformation is the byproduct, and be light bearers ourselves and become part of the whole once again. The separation is not what is our destiny. Unification is. So, let me continue my reading here. Within my past winter season, leading into during the initial time of this writing, I received the spiritual revelation or epiphany that my destiny is about a larger purpose than I could consciously wrap my head around. But for now, I clearly know that I have come to remove the obstacles and hindrances that block others from attaining to the path of a higher conscious spiritual awareness. Because all things are spiritual without anything. Clearly, something must be removed from the type of thinking that had us bound. Yes, this is a clear sign that what once was set in stone as a normal mindset, such as white supremacy, needs immediate removal. This matters so much more than ever before because there are no superior races, only inferior thoughts. Let me repeat myself. Yes, this is a clear sign that what once was set in stone as a normal mindset, such as white supremacy, needs immediate removal. This matters so much more than ever before because there are no superior races, only inferior thoughts. It must be made clear that we can no longer view any life from a marginal perspective of the past. My words, we can no longer be marginal. Therefore, it is this work that is to be my mark. This work is the second beginning of a legacy of which God called me to leave an indelible mark upon this world. It is by divine design and order, for this is meant to be. The time has come and is long overdue to remove certain types that have been set. They have been disruptive to all matters of the heart. This is a labor I do for you, all of society. However, it is you who must decide to create a new way of life and love that is sustainable through and to every generation to come. We all are here to protect that which matters most. All life has value, and love brings it to life in the living. He who is devoid of love cannot love as love in love, because that is the one who is ruled by the infection of darkness. It is something I felt I should share in this writing so that you would know that sometimes some things just happen just at the right time because they are supposed to happen. Not even my elders are aware of this newfound tidbit until now. A small and particularly interesting item of information to share with you. So you see, many other factors play a huge role in this human drama which we call life. Every one of us are in pursuit of solving this puzzle of life, composed of over 7 billion pieces. And just as this global population makes life what it is with all of us being here together, together we all can make life's living what it is supposed to be. It all begins with you and me and our choices. You know, there's a pandemic going on out there right now, which makes no sense. But one thing that I know for sure, it brought this world together as one. Getting back to the book, think about this. Now, really, who is going to believe such a thing as a 7.8 billion piece puzzle when you had challenges with the 1,000 piece puzzle without verification of truth? But can everything stand the test of confirmation? Or should it? And by whose authority? Bob Marley, come talk to us. People, I love you. It's the reason why I'm here. And that's the reason why I think redemption is for us all.
Merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit, but my hands was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Ooh, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them gonna stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs. All I ever had, redemption songs. These songs of freedom,